Next on the 5 o'clock report.
Do not come here illegally. People aren't listening.
Because you don't care and you're not doing your job.
This is as bad as it has ever been.
Mouth words that are completely opposite from his actions.
We're not giving up, but winter is coming.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price, center stage at the UN.
Thank you. God bless you all.
That is our top story at 5. President Biden delivered his first speech to the UN General Assembly today.
I stand here today for the first time in 20 years with the United States not at war.
From COVID to the climate, the president spoke for about 30 minutes in front of 100 heads of state in Lower Manhattan. Mr. Biden also made a big deal about ending the war in Afghanistan.
We've ended 20 years of conflict in Afghanistan. And as we close this period of relentless war, we're opening a new era of relentless diplomacy is a fundamental truth of the 21st century. Within each of our countries, our own success is bound up in others succeeding as well.
Washington Post columnist Mark Thiessen says President Biden's words rang hollow today.
He talked about like improving the lives of people across the world and advancing human dignity around the world. How can the president say that when he literally just consigned the people of Afghanistan to unspeakable tyranny under the Taliban? There's no dignity for the people of Afghanistan. It's really frustrating to watch a president mouth words that are completely opposite from his actions on the global stage.
The president says the U.S. will commit $15 billion toward the global COVID response, and he promised to pursue a clean energy economy. The commander-in-chief says the U.S. military should be used as a last resort, and he promised to keep nuclear weapons out of the hands of Iran and North Korea. Border disorder. That is the other big story at 5.
Chaos for day after day after day.
Thousands of Haitian immigrants who've huddled beneath the bridge in South Texas have been sent back home, but thousands more remain. And thousands more are coming.
This is as bad as it has ever been, and Del Rio is just really bringing a spotlight to the entire border.
Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the state will start arresting those who illegally cross the southern border.
It's not the Biden administration catch and release policy. It's the arrest and jail policy, sending a message to these folks and anybody thinking about coming here. If they're thinking about coming and crossing this river here in Texas, you may wind up with handcuffs on your hands, going straight to jail.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the Biden administration is gambling with people's lives with its open border policy.
They put our law enforcement in jeopardy. They put our citizens in jeopardy. And we in Texas are tired of it. We'll hire all the Border Patrol. We'll take it over, Mr. President, because you don't care. And you're not doing your job.
Patrick says over 2 million migrants will have illegally crossed into the U.S. from Mexico by the end of the year. The situation has gotten so bad, in fact, that left-leaning anchors at MSNBC are starting to take notice.
How about a message from our vice president? Where is she? She was supposed to be in charge of all of these migration issues, going to those Northern Triangle countries. That's obviously not Haiti. That was one of her first international trips with the message, do not come here illegally. People aren't listening.
Former acting ICE director Tom Homan says the crisis at the southern border will impact families all across the country.
The impact's going to be in our schools, right? Schools are going to be all crowded because these people aren't going anywhere. Classrooms will crawl. The trauma centers are shut down because they can't afford to operate, or they'll pass the cost on to us who have insurance. And look, the social services, it's all going to implode. And it's not good for public health because COVID is coming across that border by the thousands.
26 governors across the U.S. demanding a meeting with President Biden over the catastrophe taking place at our southern border. American war vets are leading secret missions in Taliban-controlled Afghanistan. They're rescuing allies trapped behind enemy lines.
There are still tens of thousands of at-risk Afghans we made a promise to get out of there. So this is going to be a long game. We're not giving up, but winter is coming.
Retired Green Beret Scott Mann says the combat vets who've joined the rescue mission have quit their day jobs and have dedicated their lives to the people of Afghanistan.
A lot of these veterans have been on like a one-month-long 911 dispatch call, and these are already, you know, pretty severely traumatized people. But they're not going to give up, and that's our message to the Afghan people, to their families. We're not going to give up. We're going to find ways to continue to get you to safety and hopefully to freedom.
The man says time is not on their side. Neither is the weather.
Keeping at-risk Afghans and American citizens alive right now is a very heavy lift for the private sector. And winter is coming, and winter in Afghanistan is no fun. We've got people that are wounded. We've had women giving birth in safe houses. This is going to be a humanitarian lift that we're really going to need some help with.
You can help the secret missions to save lives in Afghanistan by going to No One Left Behind. That's a not-for-profit organization dedicated to saving those in harm's way in Taliban-controlled Afghanistan. Still to come this Tuesday, hospital strike in Buffalo, bus driver crisis in Rochester, and March for Life in Harrisburg.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A call for tonight. A couple of scattered showers in parts of western New York and western Pennsylvania. Otherwise, clouds and occasional moonlight, mild, low temperatures in most areas above 60. For tomorrow, rather cloudy with showers, most numerous in western New York and western Pennsylvania with some rumbles. Those showers increasing in coverage and spreading east. High temperatures, 70s. A soaking rain follows. That rain diminishes from west to east Thursday. It's a much cooler day with temperatures mainly in the 60s and a gusty breeze.
All right, Kevin Williams, appreciate it. Checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Tuesday, September 21st, a U.S. District Court judge today extended the hold on New York State mandating COVID vaccines for healthcare workers who've raised religious exemptions. Judge David Hurd extending his temporary restraining order to October 12th. Plaintiffs claim the vaccine mandate in New York violates their rights because it does not allow for religious exemptions. Pennsylvania Acting Health Secretary Allison Beam signed an order today that ensures vaccine providers are prepared to start COVID booster shots as soon as the CDC gives the go-ahead.
While we continue to administer first and second doses, vaccine providers are well prepared to start administering booster shots as soon as the CDC gives final approval and issues guidance later this week.
Beam says more than 12 million vaccines have been administered across the Keystone State. New York Governor Kathy Hochul went public today with a new game plan to increase the COVID vaccination rate among school kids. It's part of her Vax to School campaign and involves setting up 120 pop-up vaccination sites.
There has never been a playbook on how you deal with a global pandemic. All we do is based on the science and the data in front of us. The overall objective, keeping people safe, also coincides with educating our kids. We cannot forego the opportunity for kids to be in classroom as long as we ensure their safety and the safety of the students around them.
A federal lawsuit, meantime, has been filed challenging the governor's mask rule at school, the legal action being taken by parents who claim the rights of their kids are being violated because the facial coverings are causing harm. Some kids complain of headaches, anxiety, and depression due to having to wear a mask 8 hours a day. This mom says parental rights are being taken away.
We've been stripped of our right to take care of our children and handed it over to somebody else, whether it's a school district, whether it's the governor. Parents no longer have a say and what's happening with their children. And that really is scary.
A judge will decide Friday, October 1st, whether a Christian school in Williamsville, New York, can defy a state mandate and make face masks optional.
This fight is not just our own. It really can make a difference for a lot of people in western New York, across New York. It may even have implications beyond New York State.
Michael O'Hara is Director of Development at Christian Central Academy.
When it comes to matters of personal health, if it's good or not for their children to be wearing a mask, we leave that up to the parent. That's why we wanted to provide this.
Mm-hmm.
And there's various levels of comfort regarding that mask mandates. And we support whichever one that a parent decides.
Again, a final ruling comes down Friday, October 1st. 2,500 healthcare workers at Mercy Hospital in Buffalo say they'll go on strike starting Friday, October 1st. If a new contract isn't reached by then, staffing issues, a major sticking point in the negotiations. Thousands of pro-life activists expected to attend Pennsylvania's first ever March for Life. It's going to step off Monday, September 27th.
Texas abortionist turned-pro-life activist, Abby Johnson, will be among the featured speakers at the massive pro-life event. Buses from all over the Family Life listening area will be making the trip. To find out more, go to pafamily.org. The rally starts at 11 a.m., followed by a march around the state capitol building at 12 noon. Since the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, 2.5 million unborn babies have lost their lives to abortion in Pennsylvania alone. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. A recent study shows New York offers teachers much more than just a state of mind.
A new Wallet Hub study, 2021's best and worst states for teachers, determined that New York is the highest ranking state for educators because of high rankings and opportunities and work environment. Specifically, New York was found to have the highest annual salaries for teachers, highest public school spending per student, and fourth lowest projected teacher turnover. The Empire State lands in the top 10 for income growth potential, pupil-to-teacher ratio, and average starting salary adjusted for the statewide cost of living. Pennsylvania came in at number 4 on that list. Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
Thank you, Jeremy. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors.
Stocks mixed today with fluctuating gains and losses as investors consider China's crackdown on the real estate sector and this week's upcoming Federal Reserve meeting. Oil increased today to $70.50 a barrel. Losses in the S&P 500 led by industrials and communication services, while the energy sector was higher. The Dow today down 51 points, the NASDAQ gained 32, and the S&P 500 fell 4. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
What you don't know can hurt you. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. Researchers at the University of Southern California asked retirees about their Social Security benefits. They learned that most were unpleasantly surprised when they retired and found out how much their benefits were. They had expected to get more. If you're not yet retired, I urge you to project your future benefits. Start by going to ssa.gov and getting your personal earnings statement. Your spouse's too, if you're married. Then use Social Security's online calculator or a third-party calculator like the one at opensocialsecurity.com. Knowing what you can expect from Social Security will help you make better choices about your personal saving and investing goals for retirement. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use MoneyWise app. Download MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store or learn more at moneywise.org.
12 minutes past the hour, sunny time. Drive Home Sports.
Yeah, it's a big looming standoff. Could have lasting implications for the NBA. Philadelphia 76er All-Star forward Ben Simmons will not report for the opening training camp next week. He intends to never play another game for Philadelphia. He's 25, has a contract that's structured for him to receive 50% of his salary before October 1st. Whether he plays or not, the Sixers could suspend Simmons for failing to render services once preseason games begin. Get this, it'll cost Simmons $227,613 for each missed game.
Ouch.
But his huge salary and lack of production during the playoffs make it pretty hard to find a trade partner. To baseball, the Yankees are a half game behind the Blue Jays in the wild card. New York hosting the Rangers tonight. Toronto playing at the division-leading Tampa Bay Rays. Cleveland hosting Salvador Perez and the Royals. National League, the Phillies are 4.5 games out of the wild card. They host the Orioles. Pirates are in Cincinnati. Mets in Boston. Nationals in Miami. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delviette.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A slow-moving, soggy cold front moving from west to east will be our weather maker over the next couple days and nights. Ahead of it, mild breezes, developing showers and rumbles. Near and along it, heavier, steadier rains. Behind it, much cooler air. That's the progression, again, from west to east. The call for tonight, a couple of scattered showers in parts of western New York and western Pennsylvania. Otherwise, clouds and occasional moonlight, mild, low temperatures in most areas above 60. For tomorrow, rather cloudy with showers, most numerous in western New York and western Pennsylvania with some rumbles, those showers increasing in coverage and spreading east. High temperatures, 70s. A soaking rain follows. That rain diminishes from west to east Thursday. It's a much cooler day with temperatures mainly in the 60s and a gusty breeze.
All right, Kevin Williams, finally at 5. The 31st annual student-led prayer event will take place tomorrow across America and the globe. Students will gather for a time of public prayer, 7 a.m., around the flagpole.
Students are being shredded right now. There is a higher level of anxiety. There's a higher level of fear. There's a higher level of disengagement with their school.
See you at the poll, coordinator Doug Clark.
So what more important thing than we could do than to encourage them to pray for each other and for their friends, and for us as adults to pray for them.
See you at the poll started in Texas in 1990 with 45,000 people taking part. Tomorrow, over 1 million students from 65 different countries will gather for a time of public prayer around the flagpole. Love to see those kids, Sonny, take a stand for Christ.
No doubt. And let's see, probably around 8 o'clock on the Family Life Afternoon Facebook page, I'll put a link up that if your school is not doing it, you can still watch it online.